about some whole kid people. Keep those, my money, more problems, that's how.
And I'm getting tired of running and ducking. Quit running there, especially when I ain't did nothing.
Do something then.
Out here in these cold streets, hustling. Paul trying to make this dope, but from the police busting in.
Whoa. And then it's what it could have been, should have been. Find yourself outside looking in, giving up, feeling stuck. Mad at the world, cause you down and they getting up. Mad at yourself, cause you know you
I'm
should
tired
be giving
sick.
Up.
I'm on it right. On top of that, my 9-to-5 sucks for a couple bucks and Taylor. What's the reason why my luck don't amount to fuck? No matter how hard I try, I'm stuck in a 22. Now catch me when I'm sick and tired.
I'm sick and tired of being criticized. I'm sick and tired of being mad.
I'ma tell a lie under oath. I can see it in your eyes, you won't go. I can kind of get out of what I'm out of count. Lying in the car, barely different. Followed up a chauffeur, told a rabbit, ran a whole world. I was on the E-way with that body and that old girl. Get a little cheaper, you can win. Get a little harder, get the pen. $10 million cash, fuck a friend. Started sipping syrup, ever keep dancing. Gotta keep that heat on the seed essence. You know we turn that stick, turn that stick.
I'm about to put this cash up on a new toy.
Got to put this cash up on a new toy. You can't understand us, that's too soft. Tell the band fans, go straight to the machine. Fully loaded with the fully loaded clips. Fuckin' with my niggas, I smoke a zip. Red eyes, then I got the toes. Tell the band fans.
Good morning, everyone. Much like T.I., we also have that big shit pop. Like a ball player when you see me balling.
brown button on your sleeve. I tell you, come here, you sit.
JoJo Fletcher in the flesh on the line. JoJo?
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
How are you, The Bachelorette?
Oh, I'm doing so good. How are you guys?
Good. I understand that you're mobile. You were at the Billboard Music Awards in Vegas?
I was last night, and we threw red eyes, so I'm actually at the park, at the airport in New York in the parking lot.
It's a very emotional show, though, the Billboard Awards. What was it?
Yes, it was. Celine Dion at the end. It was unbelievable.
Her son came out, and I don't think she knew he was going to come out. Of course, she was in tears. Obviously, she's been through a lot of the loss of her husband.
I know. I was tearing up, too.
All right. Well, let's shift gears to some joyful tears, because we do feel so much emotion when the show comes on. I got to go back. I gave this guy, Ben, a hard time. People know you from being on The Bachelor. And Ben, you come down to the two of you. You're the runner-up. The guy says, I love you to both of you. And I said, you can't just throw that out there to both of you. How did you get past that? Did you ever forgive him?
Yeah, I will say that it was really tough,
especially Ryan Seacrest asking the tough questions.
I love with you, that was tough and confusing, but I never was angry. I didn't have resentment. I just kind of took my own time and got over it.
I wish I could. Any fish in the sea, you're so without me now.
Yeah. I moved some stuff around this weekend. I got a little more serious about my monitor placements. I used to have, like, so I had my two PC monitors, and I had them split, one over on the left, one over on the right, and then the middle was kind of open. I could put my laptop there. And that made sense when I was doing, like, I wasn't playing a ton of PC games, and I was probably, you know, I was spending more time on the laptop doing work stuff. I just realized, you know, like, as I'm playing more and more stuff on the PC, or just, like doing more stuff on the PC, like, I'm getting the laptop out a lot less on the weekends now, which is nice, because it means I'm not doing much of work on the weekends. I never moved the monitors, so I was just kind of constantly, like, staring over at this monitor off to the left, and eventually it's just like, you know, this is probably not ergonomically correct and all that, so I moved my big monitor dead on center and put my little monitor is rotated and off to the right, which makes like a nice little panel, it's a little, a nice little side panel for the main monitor. It's kind of cool having them closer together like that. It's just a little weird because now that big monitor is way closer, it's way more up in my face. And I don't know if I like that. But I can't move it back any further. So I'm not sure if that's something I'll want to, like, am I going to need to get a bigger desk, like a deeper desk? Just get a little further away from the monitor or what, but playing Homefront, and that game is pretty bad. Technically, it's got issues where it just kind of will freeze up for a while. It seems like maybe that's when it auto-saves or something, but just kind of seemingly at random, it'll be like, all right, how about fuck this, and then stop for a little bit, and then resume. And it does that kind of often. But then on top of that, like, just the design of these early areas, the mission design of, like, oh, there's like a Hearts and Minds, like, you know, it's kind of showing you how to take over districts and stuff, and it's like, you can turn on radios and cut wires leading to propaganda speakers and do shit to, you know, to murder people, to get the people of this district ready to revolt. But, like, the district design and like, the stealth mechanic, like, the escape mechanics of, like, okay, you have been spotted, and now you need to go hide in a dumpster, and you need to get away, like, okay, look, well, no one can see me, because I can see everyone on my mini-map, and I can kind of see, you know, running around blind corners, and it's just like, oh, you need to escape, for, like, well, what is escape? Like, they've got other mentions of, like, line-of-sight mechanics in there, but it's never clear, like, what. Like, it kind of straight up says, like, oh, you should get civilians between you and the cops so that they don't, you know, recognize your face or whatever. It's like, okay, that's a neat idea, but I don't think that doesn't seem to function quite the way it sounds. And then if you take what that means and extrapolate it and go like, okay, well, okay, so breaking line of sight when I'm trying to get away should mean this. Like, no, it's, you still can't. You can't even get in this dumpster because they're seeing you right now. Like, that's not... Like, I'm looking around. They are definitely not seeing me. It's like the shooting feels terrible. The action itself is rough. Like, there are a lot of spots where you want to kind of, like, climb up, but it'll just vault over low cover, and you want to stand on that cover to try to jump up to the next spot, and it just vaults over instead, and it's, it's impressively bad. Really fascinating how, like, the number of different ways in which Homefront is shitty. And I've come back to it a few times now. And it's just like, man, fuck. It's like, this is lifeless open world. It's just really kind of overly swimmy feeling shooting, and just what a weird thing. That game has in its credits, I guess, like, there's like a page in there from, you know, the head of the studio or, you know, the producer, whatever it is, executive producer, I don't know, kind of like saying, hey, congratulations to the team for surviving all these buyouts and, like, all this turmoil and sticking it out and getting the game done. Like, we're just getting started. Like, I'm sure it's, like, amazing that that game shipped at all with the number of things that happened to, you know, the studio and all that other stuff along the way. Like, I'm sure that it was, like, a pretty uphill fucking battle for that game. But the thing that came out the other end is not good.
Drawstring of that bathing suit has some sort of you can dip just the drawstring of the bathing suit into the water and get a sense of what's in there based on what color it turns.
What, so if it turns brown and yellow, then you know not to go in?
Yeah, that's right. It's just a white drawstring.
PM Jam. Also right after that, American Ninja Warrior, yes, which was kind of dope.
That's my joint.
Wednesday night is going to go ahead and kick off again at 8 p.m. on NBC Bay Area. So if you want to get your hands on this $200 gift card, you got another chance coming up tomorrow.
Gotta get over that, man. Ain't no one, none of us are getting a cab going uptown any quicker than anybody else. And if you're on the roof when Hurricane Katrina hits, we all gonna be waving flags. Just understand that no matter how you look at yourself, yeah, we are visible minorities. We're people of color.
Yeah.
We got to get over all that silly stuff.
But this was in Africa.
This was in Africa.
So the African said, "You're not black."
I'm
black enough.
Yeah, I was, I guess, considered under the apartheid regime colored.
Yeah.
And instead of black. I mean,
what did the so-called black ones think of you?
I mean, I was totally caught off guard.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they found out your name.
Right.
They found out this is Brother Medieval.
Right.
We screwed up, man. We got a lot of fixing to do.
We got some fixing to do. Even in terms with our sisters, with our hair.
Yeah.
You know, when our sisters are going to be okay with our beautiful hair.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And that's why you'll see in Night 2 of Roots, I did it. In the wedding sequence with Forest Whitaker and Kunta, you see our beauty like you don't get to see it anywhere else.
Yeah.
It's natural. It's beautiful. It's all of who we are.
Uh-huh.
You know, we were told that we had to cover, our women had to cover their hair when in the master's house.
Yeah.
You know, it was legal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Native American in the movie told me that his people, Native American, could not even speak their own language. It was made illegal. It was just decriminalized in 1978. So
wow,
up until 1978, our red brothers couldn't even use their own language or religion. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
So when you watch this show, you're going to learn a whole different history. I didn't know when Jafuri was a big city. They spoke multiple languages. Kunta wanted to be a scholar. You're going to see Night 1. I mean, woo, this is a whole different, it's the retelling of Roots, but it's historically more accurate.
More cinematic.
It's like a feature film. Oh, man.
It's believable. You can get behind this and watch it and really just be
Got that fool, cause I don't know money, but my people hate slow money. I put them in the industry so they can come and take all your money. Wish I could bring one back. Bitch, run that. Bitch, run that. Bitch, run that. So keep acting like you don't know where the fun's at. And I'm a
Man. What our Overwatch will do server wise today. I mean, what's their big full, like, their last big full launch? I was going to say Diablo, but I guess Hearthstone and Heroes of the Storm come out since then, right? Though, maybe those are not as network intense. Anyway, the last Blizzard launch I cared about was Diablo, I guess.
backspin.
Our world is full of marvelous sounds.
On the History Channel, which is one of my favorite channels, they're going to be airing over four consecutive nights at 9 p.m. beginning Monday, May 30th. This is going to be Roots, man. This is going to be probably one of the most powerful pieces you've seen on TV in a long time. Mario Van Peebles, while we have you here, man.
Are you ever going to make a sequel to Solo?
Talk about being loved at home. I want to see how much you actually love yourself. And we have this game we do called Knowledge of Self.
Knowledge of
Self. All right. Let's do that.
Who you are? What you do?
Pop quiz, hot shot. It's now time for Knowledge of Self.
Oh, man, bitch, man, bless our mind. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. What you doing? Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up. Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up. Shining on my phone, got still talking sober. Might have got a head wide awake, no phones. Hey, what it is, Diego, ran a dose. One more shot, I'm in that hole like a ghost. Smoke, smoke, smoke. Drink, drink, drink. Bitch, I'm getting money, give me down with the thing.
No work with these purple and
play Overwatch mostly on the PC, but I picked up the PS4 version also. Because some friends of mine are going to play it there, and I might actually try to play it with them a little bit. See how it goes. Playing with people I know. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Playing through Doom has kind of like reignited a mouse and keyboard thing in me a little bit.
I'm
Though I was playing the, primarily playing the Homefront campaign on a controller, because just that game's not worth it. It's not worth leaning forward. Aqua straw, spring water with a straw, try it. This is a whole van devoted to them selling bottled water that has a built-in fucking straw. Like, it's not, I don't think it's just a fucking bottle that you put whatever in, because it says spring water specifically. So they must be selling fucking water in bottles that have a straw built in. That's their whole pitch. I guess that's like a, no, like, you know, hey, that's a noticeable visible difference as opposed to all the other water brands out there. Right? I mean, where it's just like, I don't know, our water is good too. I just mostly wanted to hear Action Bronson talk about Marty Jannetty.
Whipping the air, turning her breasts for loud, re-rocking in the dope, selling to get out your boat. Keeping the sauce like a meat. Go to my link, cooking the sink. Chopping that work like a karate. Serving a new Maserati. And a brand new Maserati. That's a whole lot of new money. Session that hot as a 12. Moving the squares and them bills. Serving the raw as a year. Beating that channel like who's a kitchen. Whipping it, whipping it, fishing for a kid. Figuring no syrup, I'm rolling them hair. Made myself a boss, I'm bossing a plug. Either way you put it, nigga, I'm good. Triple salute, nigga, straight out the hill. Back of soda, water splash and scale. Fuckin' my right and my pot of my limb. Leaning all way over to the side. I whip me your full way to a nine. The dirty, the money is homicide. And my recipe can be televised. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough.
Young enough to still sell dope, but old enough that I know better. When they singing it's 42 for that white powder, I know better. Get it, nigga, I know better. Put a smile on the devil's face. Who don't wanna sell dope forever and suck me rolling to the vessel break? Fish scale and the two doors that I fish tails. Fiberglass, Ferrari leather, and designer shit that I miss bells. Yeah, look at the clues, the J's, the jewels, I'm acting a monkey. From 15 years old, I'm with me in kitchens, fucking my junkies. Pablo, but way before me goes. My dinner plates, no silverware. All you niggas, my e-holes. Cost a kilo like a free throw. Crack house, I had the peephole. Made it through to the other side. Now nothing's big as my ego.
Y'all nigga, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Y'all nigga, 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 move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Y'all nigga, move that dough.
Let me hear me. I try to be the best for later. But when you try to put me on the respirator, the old skateboard beat, that's your favorite. Me and 20 girls doing yoga naked. Freaking deep high, like the spaceship. She say that shit like it is, she's been exposed. The getting off hat and the way that flows. That's coming out far in the Buffalo. I know who you with the trickers that's part of the band.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I feel better.
Rockefeller.
I've never heard that song. It's uplifting.
Giving y'all 5 seconds to put your drink down and report to the dance floor immediately. All the buses, we're giving y'all 5 seconds to get close to an exit. It's about to get real ugly in here. 5 seconds is up. Let's go.
Nothing about this track says, like, tear the club up to me. For the intro about fucking getting on the dance floor or fucking busters getting to the exit, and then it, like, comes in and you're just like, oh, well, it's kind of... Like, the track is just kind of subdued.
Snub in the club, told y'all real high. When I come, you can try. If you want, you can die. If you want, hit your horns on the floor. Whole crew be wild. Bitch, back that ass up like juvenile. My peeps come to spend a dime a piece. You know Mac come through with a line of freaks. Every bitch on the hit be a nine at least. We getting head on the floor while you grinding freaks. Whole squad get it down like this. Whole squad buy a round of Chris. Whole squad got the crowns on wrist. Whole squad got a pound of twist. Whole squad got a pound of spit. Hit the clown on the flip. Mac never slip in the club. Told y'all niggas 4/5 in the club. If a nigga wanna draw it in the blood, it can drip in the club. Nah, niggas get in the club. Shit, you know how I be. All high and VIP. Rolling up the B.I.G. Niggas be all liquored up. Talking shit till they man gotta come and pick them up. Got bitches in the back bouncing the jiggle one. You got your hands up and I ain't even stick y'all up. AM on my way to the club. 1 AM DJ made it a rub. 2 AM now I'm getting with her. 3 AM now I'm splitting with her. 4 AM at the Waffle House. 5 AM now we at my house. 6 AM I be digging her out. 6:15 I be kicking her out. 7 AM I'ma call my friends. 12 AM we gon' do it again. We gon' do it again.
How the fuck you gon' talk about them C's on a hill? And we just cop them things, homie, the chromey wheels. Both arms are chunky, the sleeves on chill. Any given time's 100 G's in your grill. Don't talk to me about them C's got skills. He's alright, but he's not real. Jay-Z's that deal, with Z's in the field. Never fear for war.
Now this track should have a warning about busters need to fucking get near an exit, you know? Go hard. Be better if it didn't have that part in it. Some fucking guy going like, it only matters who I is. Like, fucking shut up.
smoking that.
Man, don't you know that I'm loco?
I was chilling right around my way, 21st.
I've been serving niggas since 1985. Niggas want the gutter. Ice Cube, J.O. Felony. My nigga Gangsta. Squeak group.
Man, I can understand how it might be kinda hard to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
Swiss only let the beat rock. Sad niggas that know me best. I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous. I made that bitch famous. For all the girls that got dick from Kanye West. If you see him in the streets, give him Kanye's best. Why? They mad they ain't famous. They mad they still nameless. A man in the store trying to try his best. But he just can't seem to get Kanye fresh. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous.
I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free.
Wake up, Mr. West.
I just wanted you to know.
I be Puerto Rican, they parade floating. That Benz Marina Del Rey coasting. She in school to be a real estate agent. Last month I helped her with the car payment. Young and we alive. We never gonna die. I just copped a jet to fly of a personal debt. Put one up in the sky. The sun is in my eyes. Woke up and felt the vibe. No matter how. We never gonna die.
I just wanted you to know. Got plenty of beer, ain't got no money.
talking about everybody getting drunk. Boys try to touch my junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk. Nah, we go until they kick us out. The police shut us down. Down, police shut us down. Down, po-po shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ gonna speak us up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, make it pop. DJ gonna speak.
I need to get a cooler or something. When I pulled this drink out of my fridge this morning, it was ice cold, ready to go. I was fucking psyched. And now, you know, an hour later, it's still cold, don't get me wrong, but it's not straight up icy the way I would prefer it. Like there was a feeling that Save Ferris was gonna actually like be a big deal, that this band was gonna be like big, you know, kind of in the wake of No Doubt and a lot of this other stuff, like that there was a
that they were going to totally fucking be huge. The band I was in opened for Save Harris once, I think. But there's definitely, like, people talking about them like they were like, oh man, Save Harris. Oh shit, really? Save Harris. I don't know if they... I don't know what they ended up... Did they get signed? Did they fucking have national distribution? I don't even know. Lead singer trying to perform with new people, and the other band members are like, no, yeah, that's, yeah. That's what the people want. People want that band to reform right now in 2016. That's... Later, that's what the people want. He's the big ding dong King Kong. AMG's a lyricist, alright? He's an MC. Guy on your phone walking into the middle of the alley, why don't you not do that? Thank you. I'm gonna go. Maybe we should do something with Overwatch. I don't know if I trust the servers, but I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Have a good day. I'll see you later.